Thank you, and welcome everyone to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, right here along with you on your local radio station, reminding you about Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th, at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys will compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. And the Champions Ride will be August 5th at Home on the Range, Exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10, grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Well, that sounds great, Mike. And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. You can call 605-642-5884. Again, that's 605-642-5884 if their regular hours don't fit your schedule.
And don't forget, all aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And days of 76, Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through the 29th. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through the 29th. The parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Just go to daysof76.com.
Kim, what do you have for us today?
I've got a piece that really rang true to my heart because I actually attended a rural schoolhouse in Sully County, South Dakota, Norfolk District 13. This is called The Abandoned Country Schoolhouse, written by Jim Peet. The outside is weather-beaten, the paint is cracked and peeling, and election notice hangs there in the hall, bragging all about the candidates who declared themselves as qualified for the school board many years ago last fall. And that was probably about the last time that was heard the merry laughter of the children who attended way back then. For today, the pigeons roost in the empty, leaky belfry, while swallows lift and soar against the glen. And they found their way inside to build their nests upon the walls. I watched them dip and skim in the evening air, while a skunk scent is a perfume from the rocky old foundation, a proclamation that it's living there. The shingles, old and weathered, are mostly gray and mossy, and the door hangs sort of cockeyed on one hinge. The knobs and lock are missing, the key plate hangs inverted, and the keyhole flutes a sad song on the wind. Now, if you look into the window, you'll see jumbled stacks of history and the elements of English and other books that long ago were opened by some children's anxious fingers while shying hard from teachers' scolding looks. The world globe is still in place. There upon a table, there's a picture of George Washington in the clouds. And Old Glory is still hanging with the pledge pinned underneath. One can close her eyes and almost hear those children recite aloud. The blackboards wrap around the room, one made somewhat lower for the younger kids who couldn't reach as high. And chalk-filled felt erasers are strewn across the buckled floor that once buzzed past the heads of smaller fry. And there's their desks, initials carved, all pointing yon and hither, and a faded freehand poster on the wall. And as the wind plays with its corner through a jagged broken window, I wonder, did the artist make the big time after all? And there's teacher's desk reposing in a corner near the windows that marched their way across the sunny side. And likely women were mostly teachers, as I found a broken compact etched with dainty roses there inside. And I wonder, did they all do well from this country school beginning, where the shy and quiet often bloom alone? If so, this one-room schoolhouse should rate a place in history, knowing that within its walls the seeds were sown. And how many from this humble start went on to finish high school? How many pledged to college come that fall? And who were those who opted for a simple path to follow, or how many heeded yet a stronger call? Today, the country schoolhouse seems a relic of the past. No more do children learn the golden rule, and no more does teacher's bell signal recess over. But recess is the plan for country schools. I remember when mine got taken down.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that went to a country school, I think, will be thankful to hear that one today. Share your memories by sending those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.